This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio. Across parts of northeastern Syria, with U.S. military outposts and bases emptied or destroyed after Washington withdrew from the region, the fallout began to roll in the form of Russian armored troop carriers. The reinforcements arriving on Friday, according to Russian media, with an additional 300 Russian military police and 20 armored vehicles preparing to deploy along the Syrian-Turkish border. The U.S. Defense Secretary is skeptical of the moves by Russia, and other analysts think Russia's presence could mean a greater role in deciding the future of the region. As many as a million people filling the streets of Santiago, Chile, in the biggest demonstration since violence broke out there last week over inequality in the South American nation. Demonstrators waving national flags and blowing whistles, pounding pots and pans and waving signs urging political and social change. And by mid-evening, many had made their way home to avoid an 11 p.m. curfew. Also Friday, protesters trying to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress, provoking an evacuation of the building in the port city of Valparaiso. Police firing tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrators on the perimeter as some lawmakers and administrative staff hurried out of the legislative building. Iraqi authorities declaring a curfew after at least 42 people were killed Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opening fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission saying at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and four southern provinces. This is VOA News. The woman convicted of being a covert Russian agent returned to her homeland on Saturday, deported by the United States after serving a prison sentence. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Russian woman who was linked to the National Rifle Association and jailed for being a secret agent for the Kremlin has been released from a Florida prison. Maria Butina is expected to return to Russia now that she's finished an 18-month prison sentence for conspiring to act as an unregistered agent. Butina, often photographed with fiery red hair, admitted using her NRA contacts to try to infiltrate conservative U.S. political groups, working with a former Russian lawmaker. This all unfolded around the same time as the Mueller Russia probe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Well, the Trump Organization says it is exploring the sale of its marquee hotel in Washington, D.C. With more on that, AP's Ed Donahue.
The Trump International Hotel opened in late 2016, just before Donald Trump was elected president. His son Eric says people are objecting. The company is making so much money on it, and they may be willing to sell. The hotel is about a mile from the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue and has been at the center of nearly 3 years of ethics complaints and lawsuits accusing Donald Trump of trying to profit off the presidency. There are now also worries about a possible sale and the buyer. According to President Trump's most recent financial disclosure, the 263-room hotel took in $41 million in revenue last year, up less than $500,000 from the previous year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency as firefighters look to take advantage of lighter winds as they battle three fires scorching the state. One blaze is north of Los Angeles and has caused the evacuation of more than 50,000 residents. Another fire in northern Sonoma County has burned at least 49 buildings and 65 square kilometers. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says evacuations are underway.
As soon as the fire department deems it safe, and we will begin a gradual process of repopulating all the evacuated areas. And we will will maintain a presence first in the evacuated zone still. We have a force protection in place to prevent anyone taking advantage of the absence of the residents.
Still, another blaze is near the town of Ramona, about 48 kilometers northeast of downtown San Diego. Mourners bidding a final farewell Friday to the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights advocate Elijah Cummings in his hometown of Baltimore. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton attending. I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.